length. Oh, he's working hard. Oh.
He's coming out of the valley.
He's coming out of the valley. Oh. Up Gordon's Hill, right? Is that what it is? And through the tunnel.
Hey, parents, are you guys?
Were Douglas and his tender taking a little nap? Where's Thomas? Coming slowly out of the tunnel.
They're taking a rest. Don't fall off, guys.
Don't fall off. Uh-oh, he did. That's a pretty big fall, Thomas. That's a pretty big fall. Scoop will come and help you up. To the rescue! He was too late. Oh, poor Thomas.
We got no story. One more story.
You want one more story? We can read some stories. Let's see. You want to read the fire engine book? Or Thomas Gets Tricked? And other stories? Or Thomas's Railway Word Book? You have to choose. I'll put all the books over here. And you can pick one if you want a book.
That's right.
Oh, backwards. I didn't mean to do that. Right, she's better. Off the hill she goes. I think I can. Oh, she pushed James's tender out of the way. Can she make it? Ah, she did. Uh-oh, there's going to be a problem up ahead. Oh!
Please, quiet.
We need some peace and quiet. Oh, thank you. Ah, thank goodness. Peas and carrots. I mean, peas and quiet. Peas and carrots.
Carrots.
You want some peas and carrots? Whenever I give you peas and carrots, you don't eat them. We'll have some peas and carrots for dinner. Okay?
I want to take off my hat.
You want to take off your hat? You want to take off your whole uniform? Let's stick it back here so it won't bother you. I'm not tickling you. You want this off? Thank you.
Just for a minute. Just for a minute. There you go. Oh. Now just pretend it isn't there. Just pretend. 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 Should we read one of these stories? Can I read this Thomas one? Let's see if it's in the bookshelf. It might be downstairs. Farrellin, hey. Hey. Hey.
Attached to me.
Yes, it is attached to you. And there's one attached to me. See, I'm attached just like you. Oh, you want a hook to me? Here. Now if I put this here, then you and I are attached together. See? This really belongs to you. It's your ball. It's your microphone. Say hello. Hello. If you say hello, it goes right into the camera. You want to see yourself in the camera? I flip it over. Come, let's look. Come here. Oops, gotta get it. Oh, that was me. Where are you? Oops. Ooh. Here. Do 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 do. You rolling your tongue for the camera? Did you blow a kiss? That was a big loud kiss. You always give big loud kisses. Or right your elbow. It says June 9th.
Is that uphill?
Uphill. Go downhill. They made small talk. They made tall talk.
They made small talk.
Mm-hmm.
I need a pillow.
Okay. Get your pillow.
There's Thomas' pillow.
Okay. I'll be right back. And we need this, too. Your Thomas kerchief. Your kerchief.
Your pillow.
Yep.
My Thomas.
There you go.
My Thomas. The Thomas.
You want Thomas the train, Thomas? There he is. Which one do you want? The happy one? That's the one you wanted, right? You want a story? This one? Or this one?
This one?
Which one is this one? Or a better view for Gordon? Or the special delivery? With the box marked? What does it say in the box? You were saying it yesterday. What does the box say? Urgent. Urgent means important, that's right. Cranky was unloading a box for Sir Topham Hatt. The box was marked urgent. Humph, creaked Cranky. What's so urgent about this package? Thomas heard Cranky's question. If it says urgent, we should get it to Sir Topham Hatt as fast as we can, he said. I'll take it. Just then, Gordon pulled up next to Thomas. "An urgent package needs a speedy train," said Gordon.
He doesn't have it.
Nope, he doesn't have it anymore. Where is it? It must be on the docks here. "I'm the fastest train here, so I will have to take the package." Gordon took the package and set off immediately. Thomas was left behind. "I could have gotten it there quickly," he peeped. Gordon hurried down the track and took a hilly shortcut. Suddenly, he saw a red signal. Some rocks had fallen across his path. He was stuck. Just then, Toby came by on an open track. "Help," said Gordon. "I have an urgent package for Sir Topham Hatt." "I'll take it down the hill," said Toby. "Thank you," Gordon called as Toby chugged away. Toby clickety-clacked quickly down the hill. "What's that? What's that, Evan?"
"No."
"A waterfall like we saw yesterday, yeah." Percy was waiting at the bottom. "Thank you for bringing the urgent package down," said Percy. "Now I can take it to Sir Topham Hatt." "Sir Topham Hatt will be very proud of me," Percy tooted as he hurried along.
"Toot,
toot." "Toot, toot." No, he doesn't say toot. He says peep. Percy rounded a bend and saw James ahead of him pulling two troublesome trucks.
"That one in the way."
"Yep, they're in the way." James was going very slowly because the trucks had their brakes on. They were trying to stop James. "We want to take the package," said the troublesome trucks. "We won't release our brakes until you give it to us." They wouldn't go until they took the package. Percy was very mad, but he knew that the urgent package had to get to Sir Topham Hatt quickly. With a sigh, he gave it to the trucks. "No more trouble from you, trucks," said James. The trucks released their brakes. James and the trucks quickly left Percy behind. Thomas listening to the story too? James was glad he would be the one to deliver this urgent package now. James was going so fast he almost didn't see... What is it, Evan?
The broken track.
The broken track, great. The broken track! "Oh no, Will James! Now Sir Topham Hatt will never get his urgent package." "I'll take the urgent package," said Harold, landing next to James. He took the package and flew off. Harold soared over the countryside. He looked down and saw Thomas pulling into Tudmouth Station. Thomas had been faster than Gordon after all. "Where's my package?" Sir Topham Hatt said. Just then Harold landed. "I have it, sir," he said. Then he told Thomas and Sir Topham Hatt what had happened. Finally, Sir Topham Hatt opened the urgent package. What could be inside?
A new hat.
A new hat, right? It's a shiny new hat. "Just in time for tonight's big party," Sir Topham Hatt said, putting the hat on his head. "And Thomas, next time there is an urgent package, I want you to bring it." Which one? "Thomas the Tank Engine rolling along." That one? "He is the one. He is the one."
Isn't there one more song about Thomas?
One more song. There is another one. What is it? "Thomas, we love you." da 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 da.
That's all about a train.
Yep. We know a couple train songs. I'm a little choo-choo train chugging down the track. Now I'm going forward, now I'm going back. And then we know, engine, engine, number 9, going down.
That's Douglas.
That's Douglas, that's right. Or Donald. Donald is 9, I think, and Douglas is 10. Engine, engine, number 9, going down Chicago line. If the train should jump the track, do you want your money back? Will you get your money back? Yes, no, a maybe so. Yes, no, a maybe so.
A ghost.
That's just a design.
It's a time.
That's a design, and what's that, Evan?
A one.
And what's this design?
Tracks,
right. When engineers get hot, they use this to wipe their face. And that's why they carry a kerchief. It's called a kerchief. It's like a handkerchief. Remember we read about a handkerchief?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a, I don't know.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called. It's called a kerchief.
It's a kerchief.
That's right.
It's a kerchief.
When engineers keep it in their pockets so they can wipe their faces when it gets hot. Or wipe their... they get dusty. Because sometimes you get dusty when you drive a train. Your pants are falling down, huh?
And what does he have now?
What does he have now? He has the name of the book. Looks like Cranky's holding up the name of the book, and the name of the book is The Special Delivery. That's cute. He's holding up the name of the book.
What's that?
And that's the urgent package. And who's that?
Bustro. The barge.
The barge, that's right. Are you sleepy today? You got up early this morning. You got up very early. You want to read another one?
A Better View for Gordon?
A Better View for Gordon? I'll move my microphone out of the way so you can relax, Max. I mean Evan. I mean Max. I mean Evan. He looks, what does he look there? Tired? Shall we read this one too? Toby and the Flood. It had been raining hard for weeks. Toby was feeling miserable. Everywhere was wet, wet, wet.
What's that? What's that?
That's a dam. And the water's coming through. It's like a big wall, and the water is pouring through. Only the great wall, known as a dam, was stopping the water from overflowing. Percy arrived just as Toby was about to inspect the dam for any damage. Driver tells me it may be dangerous up there. Please be careful, Toby. I'll try, said Toby bravely. Percy watched anxiously as Toby trundled away. There he goes over that bridge. His journey took him over a wooden bridge at the end of the village.
The river surged dangerously beneath it. The water's getting higher and higher. The river is getting higher and higher. Just like in that other story. What story? About the tugboat. Scuffy. Harold the helicopter was inspecting the dam as Toby arrived. "Be brave, Toby," called his driver. "We have to cross to the other side." The dam did not look safe at all, and Toby was worried. Soon he knew why. It broke. See, the wall broke. "The dam's breaking up. We must warn everyone." Toby shunted back as fast as his wheels would let him. Percy was waiting anxiously for Toby by the bridge. The river had risen so high that the bridge was in danger of collapsing. "The dam's breaking up. We must find high ground," shouted Toby's driver. "Your only chance is to cross the bridge," called Percy. "It doesn't look safe to me," wailed Toby.
It's breaking up, Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, look at it break up like that, and the water's rushing through. "It's our only chance," said his driver. "If the dam breaks, we'll be...
Done for.
Done for." Yep. Toby was halfway across when disaster struck. "Help!" called Toby. "We'll follow him on our line. It meets the river further down." As Toby floated helplessly in the floodwaters, they passed a sign that made them shudder. What does it say?
Beware the waterfall.
Beware the waterfall, that's right. "If we go over that waterfall, we're...
Doomed."
Then they saw Harold, who swooped.
I'll lie down.
You want to lie down? Okay. You're a tired little pumpkin today, huh? Let's see. "We're going to drop a rope to you. Attach it to yourself quickly now." And they did, to one of Toby's buffers. Just then, Percy arrived. Harold flew over to him. "Catch the rope and pull Toby to safety," he called. Toby was safe at last. See, Percy's pulling Toby, and he's attached to a rope. Oof. When the floods were over and the dam mended, the villagers had a big party for Toby, hosted by Sir Topham Hatt. "You were very brave, Toby." "Thanks to Harold." "I never could have been so brave, Toby," said Percy. "Oh, I'm sure you would be, but you never know till you've tried." Percy rather hoped he would never have to. What story is this?
I bet you forgot.
I bet you forgot. That's right. Gordon was feeling grumpy. This was making James cross. "Why are you complaining all the time?" "Because I'm a big engine and I know everything. I shall complain whenever I want. You're just a small engine with ideas above your station."
"I can't see any," said Percy. "Where are they?"
"Any what?"
"Ideas above the station. The sky's empty."
"Like your smoke box, Percy," laughed James. But Gordon was still grumpy. "One day I'll show you just what a big engine can really do."
So what can a big engine really do? "Not speak to silly little green engines for a start," replied Gordon. Then he puffed away. Later that day, Sir Topham Hatt came to see him. "Gordon, you'll be making one stop today with an empty express to test our new station. You can make up time afterwards."
"Why can't Henry do it? He likes idling in stations." "You will do as you are told."
So Gordon did, but he was still unhappy, and he grew sick, too. Gordon was sick.
Can you see his face?
Can you see his face? There it is. He's making a funny face. I can't do it.
That's right.
Do I look like Gordon? You look funny too. "I just can't get up to speed," he moaned.
It's time for your visit to the works. He moaned and he groaned. Your pipes are clogged, said the fireman. At last they approached the new station. Gordon was impressed, but his mood soon changed. In front of him was a blank wall and huge buffers. What a boring view. Important engines like me should have a panoramic view where I can see people and people can see me. And he wheeshed angrily.
Wheesh!
Wheesh! Gordon was happy when it was time to leave. Now you can really enjoy your run as long as your pipes will let you, said his driver. Come on, come on! I can go faster than this, huffed Gordon. Sick? Me? Never. But Gordon began to feel more and more feeble. That means weak. Soon he came to a complete stop. What happened? His driver and his fireman inspected him. Something's broken inside you, said the fireman. Now you really will have to go to the works. Gordon was still angry when James arrived to collect his coaches. Well, well, well. So much for knowing about everything. You got too puffed up in your boiler, so it serves you right.
Serves you right, serves you right.
Serves you right, serves you right. When Gordon returned from the works a few days later, he was still boasting. I am the finest engine on the island of Sodor, probably the finest in the world. Come on, Gordon, we're going to the new official opening of the station. Then there was trouble. As Gordon approached the station, neither the fire driver or the fireman could apply his brakes. Something had jammed. The driver reduced steam, but Gordon was still going too fast. Help me, please! He pleaded. Well, Gordon, said Sir Topham Hatt, I knew you wanted a panoramic view, but this is not the way to achieve it. What did Gordon say?
Yes, sir, sorry, sir.
Yes, sir, sorry, sir.
Yes, sir, sorry, sir.
Yes, sir, sorry, sir. When Gordon was repaired again, he took Sir Topham Hatt to the new station for its second official opening. This time he arrived safely, and everyone clapped and cheered as he pulled in.
Yes, I am.
Hmm?
Is there anything else?
You want to do something else? You don't want to finish the story?
We did our story.
What story? You want something about, not about Thomas? That Blue goes to school?
Blue, Thomas is blue.
Yeah, Thomas is blue, and so is Blue, Blue, Blue. You want me to read this one? Or you want a different one? You want to sit on my lap? Nope.
Okay.
I'll read it. Blue has a big day ahead of her. She is going to school. Blue has everything ready. She has her backpack all packed with her smock for painting, her favorite book for reading time, and her lunch that Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper have made. Blue's school is so big. Look at all of the different things Blue is going to do today at school. There's the paint corner.
What does Thomas want to do?
I don't know. What do you think Thomas would want to do if he went to school? What would Thomas like to do? Does he like painting or reading?
Does he like reading?
He wants reading. He likes to read. Or he likes to play with blocks, the block corner and the reading rug. Welcome, class, says Miss Marigold. Everyone, please put away your things in the cubbyhole and come sit down for... Come sit down for...
Lunch time.
Circle time, not lunchtime yet. Blue's not sure which cubbyhole belongs to her. They all look so much alike. Can you help Blue find her cubbyhole? Where's Blue's cubbyhole?
Down.
Where's Thomas's cubbyhole?
Uh-oh! Thomas doesn't have a cubbyhole!
We'll have to make one for him.
a blue car.
He has a blue cubby hole.
Yellow cat.
Yellow cat, yep. Orange kitten, yellow cat. Who's that? Ma.
Blah. It starts with... Oh!
What does blue start with? What letter? You know how to spell blue. Do you remember how to spell blue?
B-L-U-E.
Very, very good! Thanks for helping Blue find her cubby hole. Now she can sit in circle time next to Magenta.
To sit in circle time, Thomas?
Yeah, where would Thomas sit? Maybe Thomas can sit in between Orange Kitten and Green Puppy. That's a good space for Thomas to sit. There's an empty space on the rug just for Thomas. Today, says Marigold, we are going to share our favorite things in circle time. What would Thomas share? What do you think Thomas would share in circle time?
Do you know? What's your show?
Yeah, what does Thomas want to share? Do you think he shares his tender?
Where's his tender?
It's attached to him. See? That's where his coal is. On your little Thomas, on the littlest Thomas you have, you can even see the coal. Where's the little Thomas? Where's the little metal Thomas? Here it is, see? Here's his tender and there's the coal.
There's the metal.
Yeah, that Thomas is made out of metal. Just like Birdie is too. And this Thomas is made out of wood. And this little engine that could is made out of plastic. Ready? Oh, backwards!
Backwards!
I always do it the wrong way. Uh-oh, he's gonna run right into your uniform. Your engineer's uniform. What do you think's gonna happen? Oh no! Pushes it aside! Pushes it aside. Oh, he's still pushing up. His uniform's going up and over. That is pretty good. Oh. Douglas. Let's see if she can get Douglas up the hill. Oh. Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
Should we stop it? Is it too noisy? Sure, she could push Thomas. You have to push Thomas in front of her, right? Just wait. Here she comes. See, if you keep Thomas there, she'll push Thomas.
Pull Thomas.
Or pull Thomas. She can pull Thomas, yeah. You want to attach Thomas?
No, you don't.
I'm gonna turn it off. It's noisy, right? Whoa. Oh, shush. Oh,
be quiet.
Be the carrot. Be the quiet.
A carrot.
Be the carrots. Shucks.
Peas and carrots?
You want some peas and carrots? We can have some peas and carrots. Do you want to play with some Play-Doh? Should we make some designs with this and some Play-Doh?
Blue?
Yeah, I got blue, because Thomas is blue, too.
Peppers?
Here, let's we'll both have some.
I make bricks.
You make some bricks? Okay.
Pound it,
roll it out. Oh, it's hard work to make bricks. You did it, though. Look at those nice bricks. I'm making some wood.
You make bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Wood.
Wood, yep.
What you make out of wood?
You can make a house out of wood. You know what you can make out of wood? A bridge. That kind of looks like a bridge that Thomas might go over.
Put a couple of them together.
And a couple of them together. A little brick and a little wood.
Good. Is that design?
That's a design, yeah. It looks like a, I don't know. It's a circle design.
Those rocks.
Okay, let's take some Play-Doh from the bricks. We won't ruin the bricks. We'll just take some of the extra Play-Doh off.
I think this wood, the extra Play-Doh.
And we'll take some extra Play-Doh from the wood too. Okay, now we can make some rocks. We'll make some rocks. We'll pound it down. You have to pound it down. Oof! Oof!
Ew.
There you go. You got some rocks.
What's that design?
I don't know what that design is, cutie patoots.
Go make that design.
You want to make that funny little thing? Pound it down. You're strong. Did you make it? Yep. I have no idea what that design is. And these are a lot of cracks. Should we make some cracks? Right down there. Right here? No. These are the cracks right here. Hush. I'll show you. Okay, let's lift it up. Look at that. That looks like roots of a tree that grow across the sidewalk.
Trees across the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Bricks.
Bricks and something stuck to you.
I do. What's that? Those are cracks. Like that?
You want to make that? Do you know what that says?
Bell.
The bell. Let's see.
Pound it down.
Oof.
That's a bell.
Not the bell there yet. And here's another little design right here in the corner here.
Thomas's face.
Make Thomas's face. Okay. Oh boy, you're really pushing hard. There it is. Looks a little bit like Thomas's face. Let's see. There. Eyes, nose, and mouth.
What did that say?
Oof.
Uh.
I think you did it so hard, you just made a hole.
This is well to do.
Great, you can read.
B.
B-O-B spells Bob. B-O-B. That's an easy word to spell. Oh, Emma's working so hard.
And it's flattened down this Thomas's face.
I'm gonna flatten it on Thomas's face. Okay.
What?
Thomas says I can't breathe.
I can't sneeze.
I can't sneeze either. I'm covered in Play-Doh.
Oops. So. It's covered in Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coal dust.
It's coal dust. It's blue coal dust. It's covered in coal dust. He doesn't like being dirty.
A bathroom.
We have to pretend this is a hose. Hose him down. Hose him down.
He says.
Oops. Let's be careful with the Play-Doh. Poor Thomas. We gotta be careful. We don't want him to be too covered in Play-Doh, do we? Let's turn the wheel. See if we can get it all off. Maybe he can just drive across the bricks. Those look like Thomas's wheels. Is that what they are? I think they are. Yep.
Like that.
That's another wheel, huh?
It broke them apart.
Broke them apart, yep.
It's covered in coal dust.
Yes, it's covered in coal dust. Oh boy, that's an awful lot of coal dust.
It's covered in blue.
Maybe it's magic coal dust. Smish-mash. Smish-mash. Swoosh. Smish-mash, I was taking a bath.
He's taking a bath. It's blue water.
Ah, yeah, water is often blue. Splash, is he splashing? Splash! Splash! Splash!
Splash!
Thomas,
splash.
You're making a big mess, Thomas. You think Thomas knows how to swim? Can he float?
I couldn't.
He couldn't do it, huh? He can learn. He can learn how to swim just like you can.
But he couldn't.
But he couldn't. I think I can, he said.
Let's go with the coal dust.
He said, oh, bother, my new coat of paint is all Ruined.
That's Thomas's wheel.
Oh, you got one of Thomas's wheels, yeah.
It's got three Thomas's. No! It's just blue, blue. Now he's different than the wheel star.
That's right, my coming dark one.
Maybe that's like a scarf to keep him warm in the winter when it's cold. You made him a winter coat, just like a little bear had.
But those could be his boots.
You want to make some boots? That's a good idea. And what about a hat? I think he needs a hat. Here's some more Play-Doh right here.
To make him a hat.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a very big hat. Thomas won't be able to see the road, the tracks. I can't see. Oh no.
He can't see.
What is he gonna do?
I tell him. Good. There he is.
Whoops.
There's his face.
There's his face.
It was revealed once again.
To pushing each other.
They working together, cooperating.
The grumble is it?
They're grummering. That's your made-up word, honey bunny. That's your made-up word, just like zuggly bug. Whose made-up word was that?
Kipper's word. Kipper's word.
Kipper's word. Kipper's word. Kipper's made up word. Whoops.
I sleep with a train.
You slept with your train last night, Evan. All night long. You slept with Thomas. I went
Be quiet.
Oh, be quiet? Are you telling me to be quiet? Did Thomas snore last night when he slept with you in bed? Did he snore?
Toot. Peep. 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 Peep.
Peep.
Peep. Peep.
You're sleeping, huh? What would you like to do today, Mr. E? What would you like to do today?
To do something else.
Yeah, what something else would you like to do?
Fix the clock. I fix the clock.
You want to fix the clock? I'll get you the clock. You stay here. You stay with Thomas on the tracks, and I'll get you the clock.
You're gonna fix the clock?
Tick tock, tick tock. I'm a little cuckoo clock. Tick tock. Talk. Now I'm striking 1 o'clock.
Are you looking?
Want to look in the back? Can I take the battery out? This turns it if you turn this gear. Mm-hmm. Ooh, time is going very, very, very fast. You want to try it? Turn this thing here. Yeah. Do this.
It makes it slow.
Mm-hmm.
And we can set it. I don't know what time it is now. Let's see if we can set it.
Time is going fast. 9, 9:30, 10, 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12.
Time is going around and around the numbers.
And
can he read the numbers?
Yeah.
Thomas must know that number.
Where's two?
Right there.
Who's number two?
Edward, I think.
As of course, but he was not coupled.
He was not coupled, nope.
So, missing battery.
Missing battery? I hope it doesn't ruin the battery to be buried in clay. Uh-oh, where's the battery? We have a case of a missing battery here. Where's the There it is.
Chewy.
Battery. Did Thomas notice the missing battery?
Thomas noticed the missing battery. It came out the other end.
It came out the other end, yeah. It popped out.
Yeah, it was in.
Inside the clay.
Wanna bake it?
You wanna bake it?
We
can pretend the shed is an oven. See? When the pink hand reaches the three, then the clay will be ready. Thomas dove right into the black clay.
You dove right in. Number Thomas, he's blueberry.
Blueberry.
That's Thomas's real.
Is blueberry Thomas's flavor?
It's blueberry.
Yeah. That's a yummy flavor to be.
It's Thomas American.
Did you get all the clay off his wheels?
Careful.
He won't run smoothly unless all the clay is off his wheels.
Look backwards. You know how a truck works? Thomas, with the truck.
Uh-oh. That's an accident. Turn it off. Peace and quiet.
And that wheel.
It's the front wheel.
And that's the back wheel.
That's right. And that's the middle wheel. They all look different. Each wheel looks different. That one's black in the middle and yellow on the outside. That one has spokes. And that one has some rubber around it. They all different. Three different wheels.
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 What if there were no wheels?
How would people go?
Wheels.
Wheels.
I think.
Where are you going? We have to stay in here. Stay in here.
Hi.
Where'd you go?
Thomas.
Thomas is exercising? Okay, sweetie, we'll do this later. Okay? Come on. Thomas had a lot of exercise today. He must be tired out.
What does he want to sleep in?
Does he want to sleep in his shed?
A log?
A log, a hollow log? Let's see. Here's a nice box, too.
Looks nice.
You want to sleep with some spaceships?
No, you
and
don't.
And aliens? You want to take those out?
And those.
There we go.
Let's look.